This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Here we go for another hour of Auto World. Thanks so much for being here. My name is Bob Long. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by our good friend Dan Watson, the CEO of TheLubePage.com and one of the leading experts in all of the world when it comes to lubrication. So we're going to take your calls at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Mackenzie will field your calls. And we also have the emails up and running. We've got Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. And we've got Dan Watson at TheLubePage.com. So don't be a stranger. Get a hold of us, and we would love to help you out. And when it comes to Dan, it doesn't matter if you're talking about cars or trucks or lawnmowers or gardening equipment. He's got it completely covered because he has more than 25 years worth of experience. And speaking of Dan, let's go to the guest lines and bring forth our regular contributor, the man himself. I'm always so pleased to bring him on board because I learn something every time he's with us, and I hope you folks do as well. Dan, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing excellent tonight, Bob. It's been hot. My goodness.
It has been, yes. Shades of the Florida summer are very early. Down here, we get some beautiful weather, but in the summertime, we do feel the heat index rise significantly, and we're no stranger to thunderstorms either.
No, sir. Well, listen, Bob, like we've kind of gotten in the habit of the past couple of shows, three or four of them, I kind of like to ask you a little question because I've not discovered, I knew it all along, but you are a wealth of information in the anything to do with cars. So let me hit you with a couple questions, then we'll get on to our regular lubrication stuff. I wanted to know, in your opinion, you know, a lot of people go back and forth on, some people like manual transmissions, some like power shifting type autos and so forth, but what's your opinion if you were going to buy a really high-performance vehicle, you know, I don't care what it is, whether it's a little, whether it's a sports car, or whether it's a muscle car, what it is, what's your opinion about the argument between getting a manual transmission or an automatic in those type cars?
Well, Dan, it used to be the fact of the matter is it used to be the manual transmission was the rule, but the automatic transmissions have now come so far, and they're really not automatic anymore. They're dual clutch transmissions. They're manual automatics. And when you look at what's available high performance wise, let's take General Motors, for example. The Corvette ZR1 is available both in 8-speed paddle shifter, 7-speed manual. You can get it in the Z06 Corvette, and you can also get it in the base Corvette as well. And we're going to see a mid-engine Corvette unveiled in the month of July. And when we look at the Camaros, again, the Z06 is the king of the hill there with 650 horsepower, 650 pound-feet of torque. You can get it with either a manual or an 8-speed automatic. If I was buying it, it would be the 8-speed automatic, definitely. And when we look at the folks from Dodge with the Charger, the four-door sedan, which is available with a traditional 8-speed automatic transmission, but it's made by ZF. It's the same gearbox maker that puts the same transmissions in Rolls-Royces. If you're buying a new Challenger, an SRT, or an Hellcat, or the latest one, which is the ultimate Hellcat, which is called the Red Eye, the 2019 Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, that puts out 790 horsepower.
Oh, my.
The son of the demon, which was a limited production vehicle made by Dodge just for drag racing, and it is amazing the way that automatic transmission can handle it. But you can also get it in manual form if you prefer as well. When we look at some of the other factors. There is no choice anymore. You can no longer buy a Ferrari with a manual transmission in this country. There is one Lamborghini, very old and very limited numbers, that is offered in manual transmission. They all use the electronic gearboxes. If you are into Aston Martins, if the price is no limit, and that's the thing that's really tells the story. If the price is no limit and if the performance is what you're ultimately after, many people look at the Porsche 911 Turbo as being one of the greatest sports cars in the world, and it is with its all-wheel drive and more than 500 horsepower. But guess what? The only transmission is a PDK, which is their very complex automatic manual transmission. When I was at Motor Trend, Dan, we used to call that transmission pretty damn quick. And you better believe it. You can shift faster than any human is possibly able to do. Ford's supercar, the GT supercar, the more than $500,000 carbon-bodied supercar, which very select people are being chosen to get those vehicles. It only comes one way, with a 3-liter EcoBoost, 3.5-liter EcoBoost V6 engine, putting out more than 600 horsepower, and it's got a 7-speed automatic manual transmission. So that's the route to go, in my opinion. If you're a diehard, you can still get a manual transmission. BMW makes some wonderful products as well, in the M3, the sedan, or the M4, the coupe, and the M5, and of course they're going to have a new Grand Coupe. The M8 will be coming up around the corner, but everything is available in the domestics in both manual or automatic, but the take rate is much more slanted towards the automatic transmissions, because they deliver the manual precision with the fuel economy and ease of the automatic transmission. So I love talking about that, as you can tell.
I can tell. Hey, listen, one thing I would say on that is, when I was growing up, that would go on these same lines, I think some guys overestimated their ability to shift their manual transmission, if you know what I mean. In other words,
absolutely,
they thought they were the boss with it, but the truth was they missed gears. They I'm surprised sometimes that when they missed a gear, they didn't throw a rod, because over revving the engine, missing a gear, you know. So
that's so true.
That automatic is set to shift at the exact right point for the perfect power transfer with the right amount of torque, and it's just you can't beat it. You might feel like you don't have the control. I'd say people that like manual transmissions like to feel like they've got more control, but
yes,
you won't outperform that automatic transmission. Well, let me get to the second question real quick before we hit our break, and that's, if you had to take a car down to the Sebring racetrack, you know what I'm talking about, the Grand Prix.
Sure.
Racing. But they have every class there. They're running everything from Corvettes to Mustangs in that race. You're just in all different classes, okay? Which one of these cars that we can buy, you know, somewhere in the public would be the best for that type of road racing, handling? And we may not have time to finish this question before the break here, so, but at least start it. I mean, what do you... You got to have a car that really handles, because you won't win the race just because you can go fast, because you'll lose it in those corners down there.
That is so true, and there's a lot to offer folks, beginning with the Mazda's MX-5 Miata, along with the Subaru BRZ and the Toyota FRS. I mean, these are all affordable four-cylinder cars with near-perfect 50-50 weight distribution and power in the low 200s. And when we come back from the break, we'll talk about some other products from BMW and some products from Ford and the folks at Dodge and the folks at the Bowtie Chevrolet. And I've got a surprise one that I'm going to tell you about that you can still get out there on some dealership lots. They're still available. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long, along with Dan Watson. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Long, along with Dan Watson, CEO of thelewpage.com. And Dan has thrown a couple of questions in my lap. And we talked about the first one about manual transmissions versus automatic transmissions. And now Dan is asking me, if you go down to Sebring, one of the great race tracks here in Florida, you know what they say, Dan? Stephen Cole Smith, who lives also in the Orlando area, is one of the great motorsports journalists in the country, and he's a contributor to the show here as well. And he told me in the state of Florida about 99% of the year there's some racing going on someplace, and it's all kinds of grassroots racing and all different types of racing, and the track days have become very popular with people in recent times, with vehicle manufacturers now building or offering track ready versions of their cars, which you can still drive it to work during the week, but you can put it on the track on the weekend. So as we move up the ladder here from the Mazda Miata as well as the rear-wheel drive BRZ from Subaru and the B8 from Toyota, the next up I would say would be BMW, the M3 and M4. The M4 is the coupe, and it's got a carbon fiber roof, Dan, and I had one of these two or three years ago when I was getting press cars on a regular basis, and you can actually feel the lightness taken out of the car just because it's got that carbon fiber roof. It's really, really cool. If you've got some extra pocket money, to say the least, and you want an amazing vehicle, the Nissan GTR in Japan and the rest of the world, it's called Godzilla. And the reason is it's got a hand-assembled 3.5-liter V6 engine putting out more than 500 horsepower, and a very, very sophisticated all-wheel drive system, which gives it great capability in the corners. And a lot of the supercars of today are all-wheel drive. When we look at Ford and Chevrolet and Dodge, I would have to give the nod to Ford and to Chevrolet. Ford, with its Shelby GT350, the Shelby GT500, is just announced, but that's going to be both a track car as well as a 0-60 type car. But they make a racing variant of the GT350 Shelby R, it's called. It has carbon fiber wheels. It's in the $50,000 price range, and this car is absolutely incredible on the track. And the one that's left over, and it's Camaro as well, is offered in a track-ready form with what they call the 1LE package, which gives you special springs, special brakes, special handling, just for road tracks like Sebring. Now, here's a surprise one. A couple of years ago, Chevrolet made the Z28. They took a 7-liter engine from the then Z06 Corvette and put it in the Camaro. And at the same time, they put on this Camaro Z28 ceramic brakes, which are the kind of brakes that you'll find on Porsches and Ferraris and high-end Mercedes products as well. And there's nothing better than carbon disc brakes because there's no fade. It's amazing. And this car had it standard, the Z28. And they priced it quite high. They priced it at about $75,000. And because it was such a track-heavy car, that some people, you know, didn't want to buy it as a daily driver as well. So the sad story is, the good story is, sad for GM, but they didn't sell this line completely out. So on certain Chevrolet dealers, you can find 2015-2016 Camaro Z28s now priced at $30,000-something. And Motor Trend did a story back when this car was new and compared it against the $100,000 GTR and the 911 Porsche. And guess what? The Z28 Camaro won because it was such a tremendous bargain, and it was such a tremendous vehicle on the track. It, at the time, had the largest front tires ever put on a production American car. Absolutely gigantic, and just a hoot to drive. So, Dan, there's lots of great that Shelby GT350, especially in our configuration, or the Camaro with the 1LE, you're not going to go wrong, and you can get into the Camaro 1LE for in the high 30s, low 40s, and so even average folks like you and I might even be able to finance one.
Well, you know, when I went to the Sebring races years ago when I was much, much younger, what amazed me is the 12-hour race, and so in the evening when it was dark, the what they call the S-curves that are there in the track, the guys would have to come down into that, you know, and really would mm-hmm. be hard because they're trying to hit those things right, and they're using brakes and everything else, and so you'd begin to see these guys coming down in there, and you could see the red of the headers, and you could also see the red of the brakes. They got that hot from the just driving those things hard. And some of those cars, on they have kind of a good backstretch there. Some of those cars are approaching 200 miles an hour in the backstretch, you know. So, I mean, it's just amazing. But the pounding is what would take care of. There was a couple of, there was a local group running a couple of Corvettes in there. And they did finish the race, but they had in the middle somewhere there about a three-hour period in the pits of fixing car because it's so hard on those cars to run at that speed, those efforts, and just pushing that car for 12 complete hours. I mean, it's just hard on the engineering.
It sure is, and that's just a great form of racing. And folks who are in Florida or visiting Florida should definitely go to Sebring and see that style of racing on that type of track. It's a really, really cool thing. Let's talk a little bit about AMSOIL's preferred customers. And I know you're hooking up people left and left and right with this wonderful offering that you're putting out there on the airwaves for Auto World listeners.
Yes, Bob. I've had some good positive response, and I just want to encourage other people that are listening. Other folks have called up. We are moving forward with that, and it's a good offer. It offers you a trial membership as a preferred customer, no charge, free, no purchase required. All you got to do is get in touch with me, and you can do that at my phone number, 800-370-2986, or you can go to my website, which is thelubepage.com, or send me an email, which is just my name, Dan Watson, at thelubepage.com. And why should you do this? Well, because I really believe that you can't beat it. You get discounted, significantly discounted, 30% off the retail price on these products from AMSOIL. And if you buy $100 worth, you get free shipping. I mean, how much can you be just thrown at you to save money, pay no cost for shipping, and we'll set you up in the program for 6 months for free. So it's you won't get this offer that often, so you ought to take advantage of it.
Absolutely. All you have to do is go to thelubepage.com or just dial Dan up. And what's that number, Dan?
800-370-2986.
Wonderful. We'll be right back.
10 miles east of the highway. Hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Neither Iran nor any other hostile actor should mistake U.S. prudence and discretion for weakness.
That's U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton in Jerusalem meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about Iran, saying there has been an escalation of terror, but President Trump will not be responding with airstrikes after Iran shoots down a U.S. drone earlier in the week.
The president said, "I just stopped the strike from going forward at this time."
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu telling reporters,
"We in Israel saw Iran's aggression in their increased efforts to establish Iranian military bases in Syria, in their increased efforts to provide sophisticated weapons to Hezbollah, and their increased financial support for terror proxies like Hezbollah, Hamas, and Palestinian Islamic Jihad."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much, J.D. Wells, the official voice there of Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Dan Watson, CEO of TheLouPage.com. Don't forget to take Dan up on that offer of buying Amsoil Factory Direct as a preferred customer. All you have to do is give him a call or get a free trial membership at TheLouPage.com. Everybody listening in Oklahoma City to us, we're live there right now. If you've got a question for Dan, we'll put you at the top of the list, either via email, bob@autoworldradio.com, danwatson@theloopage.com, or via the phone, 855-660-4261. We got a question from Greg in Georgia, and we're on a number of stations in Georgia. I can see that some cars, this is what Greg has written into us, have manual transmissions that are calling for ATF. Others call for gear lube, and some call for synchromesh transmission oil. How can there be such a difference in the applications, and which one is right? A great question from Greg for you,
Dan. Yeah, considering we just spent early time talking about transmissions, you know.
Absolutely.
Here's the answer, which sounds coy, but they're all correct. It just depends on what the manufacturer calls for. In other words, any one of these transmissions that are manual transmissions could probably use any one of those three products, and it would serve the transmission just fine. Okay, but here's the deal. They started out in Mustangs a number of years ago where they were using ATF in the manual transmissions, and it did spread to some other applications because there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if you think about these automatic transmissions we're talking about, Bob, that we put this ATF in, they also have steel gears. They're called a sun and planetary system of gears and bearings, and they're all protected by that light, thin ATF, or you couldn't use it. I mean, we put some tremendous torque and power through those automatic transmissions, and we depend upon that ATF to protect all those gears and at the same time work as a fluid, hydraulic fluid to move things around and do what we want it to do. So it's a very versatile product. Now, other transmissions are still requiring some gear lube. Now, that may be when you run into some very, very heavily loaded transmissions. In other words, you get into something that maybe a big turbo diesel pickup and you've got a manual transmission and it's calling for maybe a GL4 type gear lube, but there's specific reasons for that. So then you get into a lot of just standard transmissions, and they take like a synchromesh fluid, which is really very similar to a 10W30 motor oil. And so to answer the question without digging way down into the weeds, the manufacturer of the given transmission is going to decide what they think is the best between those three for that application. And so don't be concerned with it. If your manufacturer says use ATF in your manual transmission, then I just recommend to you that you buy a high-quality ATF. Now, in my opinion, any manual transmission that I was going to put ATF in, it would be a synthetic ATF. I would not go with the manual, I mean the petroleum. And the reason is because the synthetic is just so significantly superior in every aspect that I might as well get the best protection for my manual transmission just like I would for my automatic if it calls for ATF. Now, in the gear lube aspects, you do have to be careful. Some of these transmissions will require what they call a GL4 gear lube. If your transmission calls for a GL4 gear lube, you better make sure you get GL4 gear lube. And the reason is there's some additives in the GL5 rated gear lubes that may be aggressive to mess up, eat up brass synchronizers that are in some of these transmissions. So if it specifically tells you to use a GL4 gear lube, that's what they're really telling you. Hey, you got brass synchronizers. You don't want to use heavy-based sulfur GL5 gear lube because that sulfur becomes free. It may actually decide to eat up that copper, that brass portion of that synchronizer. So you don't want to do that. Now, with the synchromesh transmissions, those are just like a motor oil. They don't have any extreme pressure additives. They're just a good anti-wear package and a lightweight oil. So hopefully that clears it up the best we can.
Absolutely. Great question. Thank you so much from the gentleman in Georgia. Let's move on to Texas. I was telling producer McKenzie that we may soon, Dan, knock on wood, be on a great radio station in Dallas. Whether we're on there live or whether we're on their tape delay, we'll take it. If they want to run us at 3 o'clock in the morning, we'll take it. It'd be great to be on there. We're on already a whole slew of stations in Texas, and want to say hello to all those folks too. And why don't you give us a call at 855-660-4261, 5-5-6-6-0-4-2-6-1, or send us an email, bob@autoworldradio.com or danwatson@thelubepage.com. And we've got a question that was emailed in to us from Juan, who's in Texas. And he writes, my car requires synthetic engine oil. Why is there so much difference in pricing for synthetics? Are they all the same, just some overpriced? Boy, that's a timely question as usual, Dan. And, I saw one of those quick lube places here in Orlando, Florida, just this past week, and I noticed they were touting synthetic changes, but they didn't say what kind. They didn't say what brand.
No.
They said synthetic, and it kind of made me think of you immediately.
Well, listen, the listeners that listen to the show often have heard me speak about the problem that we have right now with pretend synthetic oil that's out there in the marketplace, okay? Now, I'm going to be posting a new article on the Lube page that'll be available starting the first of the week where I've written up a complete article on this topic of fake or faux pas, and I give you the details, the exact details of why it is that a lot of this oil that's being sold, in my opinion, shouldn't qualify as synthetic. If the manufacturer wants to make one of these brands of oil and use the particular type base oil that they're using, they should just say that and then say that it's a good high-performance petroleum oil and sell it accordingly at the right price. But what makes it worse is they use a base stock that just shouldn't be called synthetic at all, and then they go ahead and sell the oil for a significant price. And you, as a consumer, go in and get an oil change, and you got yourself a synthetic oil change. You paid smartly for it, and you got glorified petroleum. So I just think this is the biggest ripoff. I'm screaming at the consumer protection agencies, where are you? What do we pay you for? Why don't you do something? But, hey, I'm just, as they say, a voice in the wilderness. But to talk about the prices on here, I will make this statement, and this is categorically true. If the price is too good to be true, it's because it's not true. You're buying some substitute stuff, which they're claiming is synthetic, they're getting away with it, and it's not synthetic. So if you want to use price as a gauge, I'd stay away from the inexpensive stuff, not from the high-priced stuff. The high-priced stuff is probably, most all of it, at least some version of synthetic. But that really low-priced stuff that's in the marketplace, it is truly glorified petroleum, and you just have to be careful. If you look at the quality, if you get what you pay for example, with an AMSOIL synthetic that you can run for, if it's our XL oil, 12,000 miles or 1 year, if it's our Signature Series oil, 25,000 miles or 1 year, you're getting every bit what you're paying for. But if you buy somebody's oil they claim to be synthetic, and you're paying even $6 or $7 a quart, and it's just glorified petroleum, then you got ripped off. So you like the price, but you truly got ripped off because you didn't get what you paid for. It's like going to the tire store and they sell you their lowest quality radial, and it turns out to be a bias ply tire with radial painted on it. Did you really get a deal or not?
Yeah, absolutely not. When we come back on the other side, more with Dan and your questions as well. We've got a question from Wayne on deck, and we've got room for you at 855-660-4261, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Yes, indeed. We are live all across North America on great radio stations, and we're live around the world at GCNLive.com. Dan Watson is with us, the CEO of The Lou Page, and we're taking your calls and questions. And we talked about manual and automatic transmissions, and actually got a question here from Billy Joe down in Oklahoma. Billy Joe in Oklahoma. He heard our discussion a little bit earlier in the hour, Dan, and he wants to know about how those automatic manuals work. Well, it's a good question, and I'll try and explain it using one of the newest ones, which is Ford's system, which is in their Ford GT supercar and is standard now in the 2020 Ford Shelby GT500, which will have 780 horsepower. But, Dan, if you can imagine this, supposing you're in, this is a 7-speed, so supposing you're in fourth gear. While you're engaged in fourth gear, the transmission is also spinning the third gear and the fifth gear. So instantaneously, if you're going to go up or down, it will make a seamless transition. You don't have to do three pedals and blip the throttle to keep the revs up, because the computer does that as well. But if you can imagine, it's already engaged in the transmission that you possibly could be going to, either down a gear or upper gear. Isn't it kind of cool, Dan?
That's amazing is what it is. I have often said that everybody marvels and they always think about what's under the hood. The most marvelous piece of technology that's in any of these cars for the past several years has been that unbelievable automatic transmissions that are built. These things just do incredible actions, and they transfer power so efficiently. It's just, I give the mechanical engineers credit. They have really done their magic in these automatic transmissions.
They sure have, absolutely. We got an email from Wayne, and Wayne writes, I heard about you from a car guy, the car guy, on a radio station. Oh, that might have been me. And it sounds like you could probably answer the question I have. I have always used a 5W30 synthetic type oil in my Toyota RAV4. That states it's good for 6 months or 6,000 miles. I probably only drive it 3,000 miles a year. Would it be okay to just start changing the oil and filter once a year instead of every 6 months? Or should I go by miles driven? How long will the oil and filter probably be good for? I was told by the guy that changes the oil that the oil maker just has so much info on the bottle where they could sell more oil. Just wondering what is the real truth, and then a whole slew of question marks. So good question from Wayne.
Well, here's the thing about oil. First of all, let's just look real quickly that there are two limits on oil. There's time and there's miles. Now, the time is based more on depleting additives, critical additives in the additive package, than on wearing out the base of the oil. Now, the mileage is based on either one. The base stock may be giving it up and getting real thick or getting too thin one way or the other, and you could be depleting the additive. So we're looking at it from two different directions. Now, the time one is critical, not because the oil is just sitting there in the pan, okay, but because most people that drive 3,000 miles just do short trips. Most people that drive 25,000 miles in a year, they do long trips when they start the car up. They don't do as many short trips. But the deal is, we use a little term called a cycle, and it means if the car is sitting there at room temperature, and I start it up, and I take it up to full temperature, and then it's turned off, and it goes back down to cool temperature. That would be a cycle, okay? And the number of cycles that are put on oil is about, usually averages pretty close to the same on both low mileage and high mileage people. Now you say, well, what's wrong with a cycle? What does that cycle prove? Well, when the oil cools down and comes all the way down with the engine to a cool temperature, room temperature, whatever, many times if there's any kind of condensation on your windshield, because maybe it's in the evening, then there's condensation inside the engine because that humid air is sucked in through the breather system and you have humid air inside the engine. So if it's going to condense on the window, it's going to condense on the cool metal surfaces in the engine, so you get some moisture. That moisture drips down into the oil pan where the rest of your oil is sitting. So you got a little bit of moisture in the oil. Well, when you crank the car up the next morning, if you'll get her up to 140 degrees for 10 minutes, it'll probably vaporize most of that water out of the oil, and it won't make too much difference. It will deplete a little bit of your alkaline additives because it tends to have an ability to combine with some byproducts of combustion and make some little acids. So it'll do a little stuff, and that's what you have the additives for. But let's say you start it up and you don't get it up to full temperature because you drove so short, and then you turn it back off. Well, you're now not actually getting the moisture out of the oil, and gradually over time you get more moisture in the oil, and it continues to make those little acids as it combines with nitrous oxide and sulfur dioxide coming out of the engine, and sometimes a little bit of carbolic acid and other things. So you're really starting to deplete the additive package. So the reason that the time is set is because you don't want the additives that are in the oil to get down too far. If ever your oil was to become acidic, it would really damage your bearings. So the time is based on that. Now, you have to buy oil that's rated for 1 year. A lot of the petroleum oils are rated for a maximum of 6 months, 3,000 miles, 6 months, 4,000 miles. So you need an oil that's rated for at least a year. And most of the time, if you get one that's rated for a year, it's going to be rated for at least 7,500 miles, if not more. So my suggestion to Wayne is to buy a quality oil if you're going to have this low mileage, something like the AMSOIL mid-grade oil, which is called XL. It's recommended for 1 year or 12,000 miles. We even have another one, which is even less expensive, called OE. It's recommended for 1 year or whatever your manufacturer recommends for mileage, but if you don't really know that, we'll say 6,000, 7,500 miles for that oil. But get something that's actually rated for a year. Don't buy the standard oils that aren't. They don't have a very robust additive package. And if that additive package gets depleted, it's going to cause some problems in your engine. Okay? So I think that's got it enough.
Mm-hmm.
To go further into detail would be down in the weeds.
No, that's just a perfect explanation, as usual, Dan. And again, folks, if you have a question, you can email us up here at the program, bob@autoworldradio.com, danwatson@thelubepage.com. And also, don't forget, Dan actually answers his own phone calls. He gets a lot of phone calls. Some days it might be a day or two that he gets back to you. But if you dial Dan Watson up, the oil superstar, the gentleman with all the knowledge when it comes to synthetic oils, all you have to do is just call that lucky 800 number. And what's that 800 number?
It is 800-370-2986. And, Bob, again, I just remind our listeners, I've already had people taking advantage of this. We're offering the Auto World Radio listeners a free preferred customer trial membership. It's good for 6 months. Sets you up where you can buy factory direct at 25 to 30% discount off of the posted retail prices. Now, you're going to get to do that for 6 months and then decide for yourself whether it saves you enough money to renew the membership. That's up to you. But I'll give you a 6 month free trial so you can try it out. And by the way, you ask about, well, they're going to be shipping it. That gets expensive. No. Buy $100 worth of product and they'll ship it to you for free. So it's hard to beat
that.
That free membership,
so cool.
Free shipping, and 30% discount. I mean, take advantage of it for the Auto World Radio listeners.
So true. Let's see if we can squeeze in a quick motorcycle question from Al in El Paso, Texas. He has a Honda Goldwing, and it's water-cooled. It's important. Is it as important to use synthetic oil in the water-cooled Honda as it is in the air-cooled Harley? What do you think?
Short answer would be no. That Harley really needs synthetic. It runs hot. That Goldwing motor in there is almost identical to the smallest motor you can find in a Honda Civic, okay? And it's water-cooled, but it will go forever if you will run a high-quality synthetic like AMSOIL synthetic motorcycle runs.
There he is, the man with all the answers, Dan Watson. Thank you for spending this hour with us here on Auto World as usual.
Good to be here, Bob. We'll see you next time.
Sounds great. That's going to do it for this hour of the program. Hey, check out my website, too, autoworldradio.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.